Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's Dijon back at it with another one. Like, follow, subscribe, turn on your notifications, share content if you find something valuable. Today's topic is something that I touched on, if I'm not mistaken, in the cost of living. So the question I want to pose for you today is, what's your relationship to food? Do you eat for nutritional value? Are you into fitness? Do you track your macros so it's to maybe cut? Is it to bulk? Do you eat for emotions or for, do you emotionally eat? Do you eat when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're anxious? Do you eat when you're bored? What is your relationship to food? One of the questions that I get asked these days now is, what do I eat? Which is almost, it's kind of like a compliment. Sometimes it can be backhanded, dependent. Because, you know, your boy getting fit. So, in my fashion, let's go back. Start from, you know, I always like to take y'all back. Start from the beginning so we can see how I came here today. So, it starts off with when I was younger. One of the things my oldest brother used to do on my mom's side was when he would come home, when he stayed with us, was that he would bring home candy, snacks, all kind of stuff. If I was awake, we'd eat them, or he'll wake me up to eat them. And that's how we bonded. My grandmother, one of them, as far as I know, she used to keep treats and would make sure that I got my share. So I always like sweets. Like, I got a real bad sweet tooth. Get older, I'm still into sweets. You know, sodas get introduced to me and I drink those. Now, and I can't remember if I kind of touched on it in dealing with depression, but as I begin to get older, I begin to notice some habits and some traits. When stuff would start getting out of hand, one of the ways that I would feel control was I would drink sodas, and I would drink a bunch of them to ease the pain. Or I don't want to say the pain, ease anxieties, ease whatever I was going through, so I would drink that. So when I lose control, one way I would gain control was, again, drinking sodas or eating certain things, and that would give me a sense of stability. Now, when it comes to, I always tell people, like, from the culture aspect of it, we now know that soul food ain't good for you. A lot of it, high sodium, high cholesterol, fried, diet, laid to the side, all those good, well, hang on, it is all those good things. But I was, you know, I'm part of that. Then I bring it back to say, like, back in, I think, late middle school, early high school, the dollar menu gets introduced to society, so I'm old enough to remember that that wasn't always a thing and around. Fast forward, I get a car. Now I'm older, I'm buying stuff. Late nights out with the homies. we pulling up the Jack in the Crack. I like the milkshake game because, unlike McDonald's, their milkshakes work. Except for after like two, they be playing games. If you didn't know, look, treat yourself to this. And then you can get this at most places. Cookies and cream with strawberries, fire. Alright, so my eating pattern is, mom ends up on work miss comp when I'm in sixth grade. So if she couldn't make something quick and easy because of her back, we were eating out. So fast food became a staple in my diet. I've always been into fitness, so before I knew what I was doing, I was maintaining. And when you're young, your metabolism is wild. Like, people, if you're young, if you're under 25, take advantage of it. Alright, fast forward. Now, we'll say community college level, so early 20s to college. Now, I'm becoming more aware of mental illness. I'm becoming aware of certain kind of, like, put in a context and seeing how I can relate trauma and different things. Hence why I started noticing that when I began to lose control, I ate. When I sunk comfort, I ate. and I would eat comfort foods that were comforting to me. Sweets, fast food, fried food, greasy food, all the time. I mentioned it in more than one episode that I didn't know my father, and that's kind of what, that's one of the things that started leading me to a healthy lifestyle. Besides the fact, I'm partying. I'm smoking cigarettes at one age or at a certain point of time, and I did that to myself. I'm smoking cigarettes, partying, doing all kinds of stuff. So I remember watching Forks Over Knives, and it was talking about how if you went to a plant-based lifestyle and diet, that you could reverse some of the effects. Because I didn't know my father's side, I'm like, hey, I might want to do that. Then I learned that diet could actually help with dementia and stuff like that. I never wanted to lose my mind. I think my mind is beautiful, so I didn't want to waste it. So that gets me on the path, but I'm still eating. Then food got so bad, and this was one of the turning points too. It got so bad that not only was I eating out because I didn't know how to cook, the Little Caesars $5 pizza came along, that saving me. I didn't like eating the food on campus. So food got so bad that everything started to taste the same. No matter if I ate a pizza, Chinese food, burgers, whatever, it all just tasted like grease to me. So I was just like, man, I'm fed up and I'm sick of it. So I slowly started to begin to try cooking, and I actually had to do it for one of my classes in behavior modification, which is a psychology class. I'm not going to go all into detail. But that was the thing. So I started cooking more at the house. I worked at Target. So Target had a produce section, but on the way from that walk, I had to stop by Food for Less. So I'll pick up vegetables, and my thing was to eat healthier, eat cleaner, and cook more. So I started developing a habit. Now, as I got better and progressed, I started cooking more for myself. Fast forward. Now, I'm really into like the whole eating habit. So I bring this up because most diseases in America that are number one killers are preventative. They're preventative through healthy eating habits and exercising. Yet we live in, if not the most obese country, we're top three for sure. And y'all can fact check me and debate me if y'all want to. And then y'all hit my email, so I ain't tripping. Or whenever this blow up or whatever. But, you know, America is known for being obese. And we could prevent that. Some people don't even know why they're eating. Also, you can look this up too if you want to fact check me. Some people don't even know the difference between being dehydrated and being hungry, because the sensations that your body causes for one another is actually very similar. So sometimes people eat when they think that they're hungry when really they're dehydrated. Check that out. But going back to it, I started noticing food and what it played a part. Because dieting and working out go hand in hand. Of course it does. In the fitness community, there's a dumb thing called dirty bulking. I hate dirty bulking. Dirty bulking is stupid because what you're doing is trying to gain size and mass and weight through eating whatever you want, empty calories and junk food. What ultimately what you're doing is eating bull and developing this habit. So one question that I pose to people now is, what kind of gas does a high-end car take? Because people talk about themselves as if they're a Maserati, a BMW, a Mercedes, Lambo, whatever you want to call it. What kind of gas does that take? Does it take the same gas as a Honda, a Toyota, a Ford? Nah. Because if you put 91 in most of those, you're going to mess up the engine or mess up the motor or mess up how the car runs. It begins to run rough. So why would you do the same to yourself? Because ultimately the food that you feed yourself is fuel for the body. So you're putting BS in there. And let me put this backtrack. I'm not going to lie, because side note, Hondas are good cars. I'm not gonna lie. But what are you gonna do to a Honda? You're gonna dog it. And that's what we do to our body. We be dogging that G thing, especially in our younger years, because anything is possible. No, it's not. It hurts, you know, to tell you the truth. So, we move forward, and what are we doing today? What's your relationship to food? Why are you eating? To be honest with you, I just dealt with this bout not too long ago. So people see me and don't understand that I have an addictive personality, I want to say. I could be wrong, you know, maybe I should look into it. But my relationship with food has not always been a good one. We have a toxic relationship. What do I mean, or what's my example? So there have been nights, and this was last year that I did this. Your boy will make an ice cream sandwich because I get those take and bake cookies that you can get from Pillsbury. Fire. And Texas has this ice cream called Bluebell. Again, fire. One of the things that Texas has gotten right is ice cream. And so I go home and I take these cookies. And I don't bake them all at once. What I do is I bake two or three. One to eat, two to make an ice cream sandwich with. And I make an ice cream sandwich. And then later what I'll do is I'll be like, damn, you know what? That's good. I'm going to make another one. So then I eat that. Then I keep something salty around, because I'm not really that big on savory. My thing is sweets. So I eat something salty. Because if anybody who's eating too much sugar knows that it leaves this weird taste in your mouth. When you eat too much sugar, I just call it sugar mouth. And it's, your mouth gets too sweet. So then I begin to eat something salty. And then because I eat something salty, now I gotta eat something sweet again to counteract the salt. Then I go, you know what? I gotta go to sleep one day, or in a matter of hours, and then I drink water. Then once the water hits my stomach, I feel bloated and I feel sick and I feel nauseous. I lean hunched over and I ask myself, why do I do that to myself? People don't get that. When I talk to bigger people, a lot of them wouldn't know that, and we have just different talks, and I tell them sometimes, especially in the fit game, is that it is a struggle. It is hard. But either you're going to eat to live or you're going to eat to die. I look at food, cooking, as alchemy, because ultimately you're creating life or death through what you consume and what you cook. So your life is really in your hands when you cook. Or when you let somebody else cook, you put your life in somebody else's hand. And what are we doing? Are you going to eat to live or are you going to eat to die? And it's not to make it so severe. But let's be real. If the cultural thing is your excuse, how old are you? How accountable are you? Because when are you going to say that, like, don't get me wrong, it is disrespectful to go over somebody's house and if they offer you a plate to not eat it. That is disrespectful. And if you have a grandma or an abuela, because I know some of y'all that will eat this, man. I done been over there, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Messing with the amigos. They will feed you. And if you say you're not hungry, they still gonna make you a plate and you better eat it. And I understand that happens. I understand that the holidays come. But what are we gonna do? What's your goal? How do you feel about yourself? Do you not deserve the body that you want? Maintaining, you got to get to a point to where you want to maintain. If you don't know where you got to start at, that's where you start at. Eating healthy isn't as hard as you think it is. With apps like Pinterest, some of y'all get recipes off of TikTok, Instagram, all these different places, the knowledge is out there. You start with one meal and build up. Start with one meal a week. And it has to be a full day. What's a healthy breakfast? Fruit. Oatmeal. A smoothie. Because I know some people don't even like to eat in the morning. And I'm cool with that. Because when you wake up, don't throw nothing heavy on your system like bacon, steak and eggs. You know, breakfast tacos. Austin is a taco capital of the world. Breakfast tacos for fact check me on that too, because I don't know nobody doing that. Like they move me out here. But throw something light on it. Start with 1 meal. Then you gradually build. Because again, your goal is to get to a point to where you're maintaining. The road to being fit ain't sexy. Neither is the road to being sexy sexy. Unless you're already there. And I'm going to keep it a buck. I've been fit, but like, nah, fam. It ain't what you think it is. Because a lot of fitness people have body dysmorphia. Because we're never satisfied. We often question some things. But let's get back to what I'm talking about. So take it one day at a time. That's all you really have to do. So you start out 1 meal. And if you do that for a month, now you have 4 recipes that you tried. Actually more, depending on the breakfast that you made. And then you wash and repeat all 3 the next month. Try 2. So you're constantly building up this recipe book for yourself. And you keep going back at it. Another thing is, how many hours in a day is there? 24. To be honest, if you ask somebody who wants to be a jabroni, bro, if you ask somebody how many, they'll be like, how's it 24 hours a day if there's nighttime? So that's neither here nor there. But I get to it like this. Thing that we may do to ourselves when we're on this journey is allow ourselves to do this. It only takes about a few seconds to eat an Oreo. And I'm a big fan of them. And they're vegan. But that doesn't make them healthy. But they are. Is that if I eat one Oreo and I've been on a diet, I'm going to throw the rest of the day away. Be like, man, you know what? I ate Oreo. So F it. I'm going to go ahead and eat everything else bad. Wrong. Wrong. Don't do that. Because you owe it to yourself. You are better than that if you didn't know. So don't let something that only took a matter of seconds ruin the rest of your whole entire day. Get back on it. Don't beat yourself up. And if you have an off day, go ahead and do it. Keep a food journal. Download MyFitnessPal, Chronometer, and no, I'm not sponsored by none of those. But these are some of the apps that are easily accessible and from what I found out, somewhat easy to use. I haven't opened up Chronometer yet. Maybe I asked too, like, when certain things ask me too many questions, I'd be like, nah, cool. But I'm not tracking my macros either. But I gotta get to it. Because I owe it to y'all and I owe it to myself to get the body that I really want. So I'm in transition. But we're here. You'll get there. Yes, it's rough. Yes, food and the bad stuff is delicious. And if you be like the word diet, if that turns you off, then realize that you're on a diet, no matter even if you're not on a diet. That's what people fail to realize. You're just on a, you're going to eat everything you want diet. That's your diet. So, change some things. Learn how to make healthier versions of what you want to eat. Often say the reason why going plant-based was hard for me, which I haven't switched over again. I tried it. Was that I like cheese and sweets. Sugar's not all vegan, so y'all be careful when y'all eat that. And honey's not either. Cheese. So, for me, I started doing the fat-free cheese. That was it. And then even now, like, honestly, I haven't bought regular cheese in any form, I think, in about a month now. Because I use vegan cheese. Like, that's my make my switch. So, you take the small steps. Because going cold turkey isn't for everybody. Anybody who's ever tried to quit a drug, cigarettes, which is a drug, alcohol, another drug, autos, sugar, it's not, because it alters your mind too. But if you have tried any of those, you know that going cold turkey is not for everybody. So, yeah, if you want to sit there and put that big S on your chest for a day or a week, or when the going gets tough, you're going to break into your old habits. So make a certain amount of days, commit to it, keep a food journal, log it, don't beat yourself up, and just get to it. Y'all can do this. Your health is your wealth, and it's important. If you got kids, pass on good, healthy eating habits. If you got a reason to live, pass on good, healthy eating habits. It's 2022, and that's not an excuse. It's not. But living is. I'm not trying to have a heart attack, and I'm pretty sure you're not. I don't want a stroke, and I'm pretty sure you don't. If dementia runs in your family, look into it, because diet can actually help that. There's a few things. Diet does a lot. That's what y'all be feeling to realize. This has been OTR off the rip. Love y'all.